CliffCentral.com.
All right, it is time to turn our attention to something which everybody loves to talk about. We all love to talk about and dream about travel. And there is nothing like going into these places, even if it's just in your imagination.
Yeah.
Figuring out what you can, can't do, what sort of budget you need, what is possible. And we've got to speak to the experts, which is exactly why we've got Maria Watkins on this morning, General Manager at Tourvest Travel Services, overseeing their leisure product and rewards divisions. She's been with TTS for 27 years, and one of her favorite things to do is to travel with her husband and her children and experience new places and cultures while meeting people from all over the world. She's the perfect person to talk to this morning in our window seat feature. That's right. This is the window seat with travel.co.za. Hey, Maria, how are you?
Morning, morning. A tad cold, but all good.
It's nice to see you. We were talking, Lebang and I, earlier about how even if you aren't planning a holiday or you don't have any possibility of a holiday on the horizon, it's still nice to dream. And a lot of people... the beginning of the year, somewhere in the middle of the year, they start thinking, what is it that I could do for a holiday? Where could I go? Where could I travel to locally, internationally? That's kind of why we needed to check in with you this morning.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask
Gareth,
you.
I talk about it every day. I dream it every day.
Well, but that's exactly why we want to talk to you. So the cost of living is going up, and you know, the daily challenges that we face as South Africans make people a little bit miserable some of the time. How do you make booking a travel package your number one priority? And how do you manage this with a limited budget?
Okay, so I think, Gareth, if you just think of travel as a little bit like beginning a family, you always think you just simply don't have enough money to do it. But once you've done it, you jump in and you survive. So don't think of it as a costly affair, because you can do it on minimal costs. And I think if I can share one of my favorite things to do when we travel as a family is cruising. A lot of people are a little bit hesitant when they hear cruising. They think it's some rickety ship out in the ocean. You're just going to feel seasick. You're just going to lie in your cabin all day. It's not like that. I think if you choose your waters carefully, you can actually have an absolutely magnificent holiday. And you don't feel the ocean at all, believe it or not. And why I say cruising, Gareth, is it really is an all-inclusive holiday. South Africans, trying to book a holiday from South Africa to go overseas on a budget, and you simply just buy your tickets and book your accommodation and hope and pray for the best when you're there, you're going to get caught. It's expensive out there. Regardless of where you travel today, it is expensive out there.
Well, just ask Lebang, because she's made a terrible mistake or two when she's booked like B&Bs and then they've been like horrible. And sometimes it's safer to go with what you know and what the recommendations from people like you, who are the professionals, can give us. Cruising is amazing. I mean, let's just stick to that for a second before we get onto anything else. You are essentially unpacking your bag once. You get to be on the sea, which is a very exciting and different experience to being on land.
Yeah.
There are things to do on these ships, and then you get to interesting destinations too. So it's like got everything. You got food, you got cool people, you got company, you got parties, you got all the stuff that you want. Or if you want to take it easy and chill, you know, it's for young, it's for old, it's for everybody.
Absolutely. I think when you're dreaming up a holiday about cruising, think of it as an all-inclusive. It's exactly what you said, Gareth. You get onto the ship, you unpack once. I think a lot of people imagine ship cabins to be absolutely tiny. They're not realistically like that. What I would recommend is stay away from the inside cabins. Those are tiny. Those are claustrophobic. And more so because there's just not a view of the outside ocean. You know, you don't have to have the highest category. You don't have to have the fanciest balcony. But at least have a porthole where you can see outside of your room. And really, you spend minimal time there. The ships these days are massive. They're massive. All port taxes are included in your cruises. All your meals are included. You can pre-purchase your drinks packages and go wild. Mm-hmm. Drink all day long if that's what you wish to do.
Well, South Africans do like to do that.
Yeah, we already do that anyway. Like, Maria, this sounds great and everything, but like, as I'm listening to you, I'm just thinking, what am I going to do with all my kids? If I bring all of them on a cruise ship, now I need to be looking after them. They're going to be running around. They're going to be wanting to do all this mess. Like, am I going to be able to get like a holiday out of this, or am I just going there to be a parent on extra time?
Let me start off by saying, firstly, I come with a lot of children in my family. And one of the best holidays we do as a family is cruising. There's kids clubs. There's babysitters. If you're traveling with tiny little babies, there's people that will take care of them. You sign them in, you sign them out. The entertainment programs are insane. You've got teens.
There's lots of stuff for the kids to do on these things too. I mean, they've got like water rides and swimming pools,
bumper cars,
these ships are enormous, especially the ones. Yeah.
Titanic has ruined us. Like, watching Titanic, I'm just like, I'm not trying to be on any ship.
Titanic is
there's bowling alleys. There is discos for the teens. There's discos for the adults. The entertainment on board is insane. If you think about what you'd pay to go and watch a Broadway show, for instance. It will cost you close to what half a cruise would cost you. And every night there's entertainment. And it's not just one show. There's about three or four lounges that they run shows in.
So don't waste this opportunity. We're sitting here talking to you now, and you've got to give us some tips on how you can save money and how you can be smarter when it comes to booking plane tickets, when it comes to booking holidays, accommodation, food, all that stuff. Give us some of the tips that you've learned over the time that you've been in travel, because you know way more than we do.
Okay, so plan ahead. Plan ahead. Right now, post-COVID, airfares are insane. But there's still many deals that come out. There are airlines running really special deals, and if you just plan ahead, you can still secure really good airfares into Europe, into the States, into the U.S., wherever you want to go. If you plan ahead, you can actually get those really great deals. For me, there's nothing more beautiful than paying for a holiday in February and getting there in December and going, oh, this feels like I've paid nothing, because you've forgotten about what you paid for. So early in advance to making your travel booking. You know, the best way to plan and save for a holiday is just put a little bit away every single month. When you just go and look at the cost of traveling overseas, it can be overwhelming. But we have some absolutely excellent cruises leaving our African shores here. They take you.
Well, what about where people could go where it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg? Because a lot of people have told me over and over again, Thailand is great, you know, Bali's great. These are places you can go to where it doesn't have to break the budget and you can get quite a lot of value for money. Is that still
correct?
The case?
So, yes. So the East is definitely still one of those very affordable holidays. We used to say Turkey was quite affordable, but the inflation there seems to have killed the joy for many, unfortunately. And I think for South Africans as well, look for places that are visa-free. We think we can't go far, but there are many places we actually can go without visas. Visas add to the costs of it. Things you really should not go without are things like travel insurance. As hefty as that price might seem, I've seen it save many travelers at any given time. And really plan to try and include as much as you can here. Pay for it here in South African rands, so that when you're there, you can actually relax and just enjoy.
That's where you get those really cool sort of package things where you know everything's included. You know what you're in for: meals, accommodation. If you're going to places like for skiing, then your ski hire, all that stuff is included. And then even though burns you always to pay for anything, I mean, let's be fair about this. If you go out for supper, it's going to cost you some money. But you, as you say, you've paid in advance and you've paid in rand, so you know what you're in for. There are no ugly surprises at the end of it.
There's some fantastic island holidays, fully inclusive. So you don't have to worry about paying 90 rand for a 500 milliliters of water. It's all included, and you can just sit back and relax with your family. So I highly recommend that. Book and pay for as much as you can before you depart South Africa.
And for people who haven't traveled for a long time and are thinking about it again, you know, it's changed a lot too. There used to be a time where people used to have them. Do you remember traveler's checks, Maria?
Yes. That's giving away my age, but yes.
but yeah, I mean, so these days, a lot of people think that, you know, the Forex element of this is complicated. You can use your bank card in most countries. And of course, if you're paying in that currency, there's going to be a difference and that there'll be some charges. But most people don't even think about the fact that now it's so much easier than it's ever been. You don't have to carry around an envelope with Forex in it like you might have done once before. So a lot has changed.
And the better way to do it so that you don't get caught by bank charges is getting a cash passport, which a lot of these Forex institutions can give to you. They load it with your foreign exchange, and everywhere you go, you can either tap it or draw at the local ATMs. Yep. And it's really, you know, you've paid your exchange and it's done.
All right. So I know you've probably been to a lot of really interesting places, but tell us about embarrassing or crazy things that have happened to you in your recent trips, because I'm sure there have been a few of those.
Well, the very recent trip where we went cruising in Europe, just Tubby and I. And nice. Yeah, I think something that we underestimate is the airports and the security checks. And for some reason, I don't think I have a face that really stands out, but they love to pat me down at those security checks.
Yeah, but you do look very suspicious. I'm sorry, Maria. I'm telling you it's in your head.
And I am really quite a compliant individual. I like to follow the rules. So I very confidently arrive in Germany, need to get through the security check to continue our trip onto Italy. And I take out all my liquids. I've got them pre-packed. I'm very diligent. Oh. Put them outside of my bag, put my bags through the security. And that was, I had a backpack and a handbag. So off we go. I get my pack down. My husband stands on the side, has a good giggle, because I know every single time I'm going to get the pack down. And I come across to the other side. And Gareth, you'll know you've recently traveled. If there's something they need to check in your bag, it sort of goes off the main conveyor, onto the security side. And there goes my handbag. So my husband says, oh, boy, there goes your handbag. I said, what on earth is in my handbag? I said, oh, it's my hand sanitizer. Forgot to pop it in with the rest of the liquids. Very confidently walk up to the security and I say to her, oh, so sorry, I forgot to take my hand sanitizer out. And a very German staunch woman says to me, no, ma'am, we've detected explosives in your handbag.
Oh, shit.
Explosives?
What did you have?
My heart sank because you start to really think, shit, what did I put in my bag? And where did I leave my bag was really my thought. But, you know, so she says,
how long have you been a member of Al Qaeda? I mean, what's going on here?
That's
the curly hair. So, so she says to me, we have to call the police. And really, you know, as experienced as I am in traveling, at that moment, I actually don't know what to do.
Sure.
And she sort of says to your husband, stand back. You know, we're calling the police. And along come these staunch German, the one was so tall, you literally had to look up, and they approach your handbag. And, you know, she doesn't touch anything until they say to her, start to unpack the bag.
Yeah.
And I travel very neatly. So I've got a pouch for my earphones and my chargers. I've got a pouch for my meds. I've got a pouch for my moisture. I've got everything in little pouches. So here she's opening. And I can just hear my husband going, oh, my gosh, these pouches. And she just unpacks the whole handbag. They say nothing. And then they just nod at her. And then she said to me, you can relax now. I said, what on earth is in my bag?
What?
She says, we suspected this power bank to be something unusual, and it's a very different shaped power bank that you cannot actually check into your luggage. You have to carry it.
I just got nervous, even though this has already happened and been resolved. Yeah. I was like, what the hell could it be? Sure. Because we all wonder, you know, you never know. And you go through security check, and then suddenly they find something, and you think, oh my God, someone's put something in my luggage.
Exactly.
Correct. And they bring out these long sticks like they're checking for drugs. And you start to worry that you've got some valoid in your handbag and that they might think it's something else. Funny, not funny, because in the moment you actually don't know how to react. You don't know what to do. You're in a foreign country.
Well, I mean, we've been talking to you for a few minutes, but it feels like far too short a time, and we're already out of time. I suggest that the best thing people can do is go along to travel.co.za and see for themselves what you could do to make your dream holiday a reality. And, you know, we've got some useful tips here from Maria. So thank you, Maria.
Yeah, tip number one, chuck the power bank.
Yeah, put that in your big bag that you check.
You can't. You're not allowed to. It's one of those prohibited items.
You're right.
You're not allowed to. So I was following the rules. I put it into my hand.
All right. Well, listen, try not to get arrested, and we'll hopefully talk to you again soon so you can give us some more tips like this. But I love it. Thank you, Maria. Nice to see you. Thanks, Maria.
Thanks for the opportunity. Stay warm.
Oh, awesome stuff. Sure. Travel.co.za is where you can find out more, and you can go and book your dream holiday and make it reality. It's that easy. And, you know, for anybody who really needs a break, this may be exactly the message you needed from the universe.
Cruise ship sounds like a vibe.
I think so. Especially if you've got kids, because they're all in one place. They are people who look after them. So you can have a bit of a holiday. Look at you. You don't believe me.
Titanic.
I promise you it's true. No. How many years must pass before it's too old for you to keep talking about something that happened in like 1912?
Never. Titanic is a classic. It'll always come up when we speak about cruise ships. No, but on the rail, I'm definitely looking into it for like next year. If I start planning now, then I'll be able to afford it. CliffCentral.com.